ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ
नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ
नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
Okay, starting with chapter 19. The pratigya, or solemn statement or of purpose for chapter 19, entitled The Appearance of Sukadeva Goswami, is Maharaj Parikshit urgently needed to know the duty of a man and the predicament he now found himself in. Although the greatest Vedic sages of the universe had gathered at the place of the king's final penance, they were unable to give him the guidance he sought. However, this king was one always protected by Sri Vishnu himself. The pure devotee, who was the Lord's own choice to recite Srimad Bhagavatam, Srila Sukadeva Goswami, now arrived on the scene. He took the exalted seat of spiritual master to the king, for he was respected by all present. This pratigya is derived from the following four verses of chapter 19. Quote, O trustworthy Brahmins, said Maharaj Parikshit to the assembled sages, I now ask you about my immediate duty. Please, after proper deliberation, tell me of the unalloyed duty of anyone in all circumstances, and specifically of those who are just about to die. At that moment there appeared the powerful son of Vyasadeva, who traveled over the earth, disinterested and satisfied with himself. He did not manifest any symptoms of belonging to any social order or status of life. He was surrounded with women and children, and he dressed as if others had neglected him. Maharaj Parikshit, who is also known as Vishnu Ratha, one who is always protected by Vishnu, bowed his head to receive the chief guest, Sukadeva Goswami. At that time, all the ignorant women and boys ceased following Srila Sukadeva. Receiving respect from all, Sukadeva Goswami took his exalted seat. Sukadeva Goswami was then surrounded by saintly sages and demigods, just as the moon is surrounded by stars, planets, and other heavenly bodies. His presence was gorgeous, and he was respected by all. Okay, so now the point being brought out is that the need of the spiritual master, the need of instruction, the need of transcendental guidance. So he knew so many things, Maharaj, and he was a righteous king, a great king. But still, that element of transcendence, you know, of what to do, you know, at all times. So, you see, in the previous chapters, then we were building up. We were getting faith in Krishna. Then we were taking up the association of the devotees. Right? Is that there? So then, in that, then we see here is now the importance of in that of the seriousness of instruction from the spiritual master. So we can see also here a pattern in Shraddha, Sadhu, Sangha, Bhajana, Kriya. Is that we have that faith in Krishna that he will take care of us, so we're secure. Then we have faith that he can do that because he is God. Right? Then, because we're secure in relationships, then we can appreciate the variety that is there in relationships, that it's not like the mundane where you have something and then it's lost and then it's gone. But that in the pastimes naturally, then they'll